Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome. Come on in all across the country and around the world. Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, putting in work like Tom Joyner today, boy. If you don't work harder for yourself than you do somebody else, then you're going to starve to death. What Brian Pope would say. Here you go. When I feel like giving up and I feel like giving in, all I got to do is stand on his promise. Yeah, let's go, man. Let's get it, man. The executive producer and I was just having a strategy session right before the show, right up until the last minute. We're strategizing. We're grinding. We're always moving. Come on, move with us. One of the messages that we, looking good tonight, huh, Greg, huh? Got the Barry White COVID look, and then I had to go in there and shave my head so I didn't look like a clown. So thankful everybody's tuning in. Folks that tune in at different times, and this is what we have, some people can't wrap their head around it, but man, I don't get concerned about the whole, oh my goodness, do you have 10,000 viewers at the moment that you're doing your show? No, because we have people tune into the show at so many different times. And you can do a show where you have had like, what, let's say 13 people watching. And then you go back and look at the views the next day and it's 1,000. And so we just know that what we do on this show has multiple purposes and multiple ways in which we get the information out. Podcast, live, whole nine. I can make it. Yes, I can. I want everybody to know that you can make it tonight on Impacting Life 24/7. This is our promo night, our promotion night. Yes, come on with us. Brian Popen, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Popen. You say, well, why are you playing that guy? Because we use his music by permission. He's an international gospel recording artist. You'll see in the description how you can bless him. Folks can't travel nearly as much as they used to. And man, we are in the blessing business. We're blessed to be a blessing. So I promote Brian Pope's music and other gospel recording artists that will give us that liberty to do so. But it's by permission for sure. See, and that's why we do this show. Greg and I were talking about some of the, I mean, it is not, when you go to the next level in running your own show and hosting your own show, man, it takes things to a different level, man. What I mean by that is, you know, you can start out with just holding your phone and all that. But man, when you want to start thinking about others and bringing others on your show, you want it to be good for them too. Brian Popen has been seen by millions of people. And I'm not going to have him on my show looking and sounding all crazy. It's got to be right. That's the way he would have it. So as you can see, as you can hear, we're all about promoting. ImpactYourLife247.podbean.com. CLKingSpeaker.com. We just linked up on Amazon Music this past week. How awesome was that? That was too cool. Man, that was a lot of work to get that done, but we got it done. I think they said I can make it. What'd you say? Yes, we definitely know that you can make it, Brian Pope, and I think you can make it too by tuning in to this show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And again, tonight is promo night. What we do on promo night, it's something we've done one other time, and I just feel a compassion to do these types of things. You know, sometimes when you guys see me, and I go and give or pay for people's groceries at the supermarket or wherever I may be, you know, there's not an impetus to do that to be seen, not at all. In fact, it's like when you're in this type of industry, you're in a constant state of promoting. Well, what do I want people to know? What do I want to promote for people? I want to promote that giving and impacting lives is important. Y'all know that all the stuff we do on this show is by design. We do it for a reason. We do it for a purpose. And I want people to know that giving is important. Finding needs and opening up doors and promoting people is so important to me. And you can say, why, CL? Why is that important to you? Well, because it was a slow going on the promotion side of the world when I started this thing. You know, it was like Greg and I were promoting each other. Hey, you know CL King? Hey, you know Greg Smith? You know those people? Yeah, man. Yeah, they're tight. And it was a lonely, lonely, lonely world trying to get your business off the ground, get people to believe in you, get sponsors, get funding. It's a lonely world. And so part of the reason why we do this is so that we can be a blessing to others, so that we can it doesn't cost people anything. When I say, hey, man, look, we want you to come on the show or you can give us your information and we'll promote it on the show. We're not going to charge y'all that we're asking to do that. Now, other sponsors and promoters, that they will do it for a fee. But when we say we want to bless you, there's no other reason to it. I'm not keeping the people's information. How you doing, Dr. Lamb? Great to see you. Good evening. I'm not trying to hit them up for them to join my paid master's class or something like that. It wasn't an attempt to try to get information. All it is just to say, hey, look, I know what it's like starting a business. I know what it's like wanting to get your business exposure, and we want to bless you. That's it. That is truly it. You know, it's like when you pay for somebody's stuff at the store. You guys have seen me do that, and we do that regularly when we can, wherever we're at, where, you know, if we're out and somebody needs to be blessed, we just bless them. And sometimes they don't know they need to be blessed, but we know. And, you know, it's when you do that, because what I'll do is usually I'll start a conversation with the person or, you know, they're behind me and I'll be like, man, it's great weather today. And they're just like, "What?" In this city in particular, they're like, bro, what you doing talking to me? Don't you know you're supposed to focus on your groceries? And I'm just like getting the conversation going more and more. And I could tell, especially, you know, if it's ladies, if my wife is there with me, or my kids, they're like, okay, who is this brother trying to talk to me? And I'm just like, no, you don't understand. And then at the end of the conversation, I'm like, hey, today's your lucky day. And they're like, why? I said, not because I'm about to ask you out on a date, but because I'm about to pay for everything in your shopping cart. And when you do that, it's like, okay, and I'm like, hey, you can have, there's nothing to this, only for you to be a blessing. And we're going to bless you. Now you go be a blessing to someone else. That's called promoting. That's called promoting the needs of others. And that has become a lost art in society where we promote ourselves really good. We promote ourselves, our dinner plates that we go out to eat with. We promote ourselves. The greatest thing is the selfie is all about self-promotion. And I get it. Being a professional speaker, I promote myself like 70,000 times a day, and I get that. But then when I go look at other people's pages, or I go look at their business models, or I go look at what they got going on, I'm like, okay, so are you promoting anybody else but yourself? Are you promoting anything other than what it is that you do? And so why we formed Impacting Life 24/7, initially it really was just, can I actually do a podcast? I'm hearing that I can talk a little bit. Maybe I'll just do it for the fun of it. And then when we saw that it was going to take off and it was going to be something profitable and beneficial to Greg and I's company, the CL King Group Incorporated, we're like, well, man, let's do this to open this up for people to tell us their why. Give them a platform to tell the world why they're doing what they're doing. Give them a platform to let other people around them know why they are, why they're in the business that they're in, or why they formed the nonprofit that they formed, or, you know, a whole host of things in terms of the why. And so tonight we start this show out with a very, very clear mandate. And that is that we want to promote people who submitted. We put it out on our website. We put it out on several different sites, and we want to promote a few folks for absolutely free and give them some airtime, because our audience is seen in such a diverse group of places. You know, you can promote on Facebook all day long, but you may not get those folks that are on iTunes or Spotify. You might not get those folks that are going to watch this in the Philippines or on the West Coast later on. And so I say, man, you know what? I'm looking at all these different branches coming out of this show and what have been a result of the formulation of this show. And I'm like, man, we're going to bless folks, man. And if folks who take advantage of it, great. You can't come on the show and take advantage of it. So you can only take advantage of it when the opportunity arises. And so here it is. The first person that we want to talk about tonight on our show is a gentleman by the name of Arius McCain. And Arius McCain is a good young man that just looks like he just finished up some schooling. He went to Winston-Salem State University, graduated in 2018, Bachelor of Science, Healthcare Management. So, that's a tremendous feat in and of itself, completing your education. And so when he reached out to us, Arius McCain, he was telling us about something else that he's got going on, another business that he created himself, or that he wanted promoted. And I was like, okay, let's see what it's about. Let's see what it is. And it's called Lavari Timepieces. Okay. So what I'm gonna do for this young brother is I'm putting everyone's business that I promote tonight, I'm putting their business in their info in the description, so that way you can go back and check it out. Later on. So Lavari Timepieces is a custom handcrafted watch. Let me see here. LavariTimepieces.com. I just want to make sure I get all of his information here. So I'm gonna post this in here on the site that you guys can see it. And if you want to go back and check him out, you can contact him at info@LavariTimepieces.com. You see that right there. And his website, oh man, it is some really amazing stuff. I want you to go to his website. It's at LavariTimepieces.com, LavariTimepieces.com. So here comes his website right there. For those of you that are with us, you can see it right there. And for those of you that are listening, it's LavariTimepieces.com. So Lavari, he went to school, graduated and got his degree and doing great things. Let me see here. Where did he go again? I think he went to... Let me get it right, because Lord knows, you know, I'll mess it up. Okay, so I got his name wrong. His name is Arius McCain. but his what he does is Lavari timepieces. So let me get this straight. Arius McCain is the individual. That's the brother that went to Winston-Salem State University and graduated in 2018 with a Bachelor of Science in Healthcare Management. But his business is called Lavari Timepieces. So his business is called Lavari Timepieces. So I got his website up, and it says, this is handcrafted custom watches perfectly made for any and every occasion. Got a newsletter you can subscribe to when you go to the website. They talk about the quality being in the details. A watch is the most essential accessory for any attire or occasion. And it says each of our handcrafted custom watches are designed based on creativity and expression. And I'm looking at these sites there. If you guys want to go there right now during the show, that'd be great. LavariTimepieces.com. And he says, each one of our handcrafted custom watches are designed based on creativity and expression. We offer timepieces that will make you stand out among the crowd. So, Lavari, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to Lavari. I think I like this page. I subscribe to his e-letter and newsletter. And I don't have to. I'm the one doing the free promotion. But I wanted him to know that, hey, man, somebody else looked at your stuff. Somebody else supported you. I want you to know what I think. I think I'm going to order one of these watches from him because I haven't had a legit watch. Gray usually keeps the time everywhere I go to speak. And so I just have to look out at the audience and he'll be holding up 10 fingers or whatever. And so I'm gonna purchase one of these Lavari timepieces because they are absolutely they are tight. He's got a King's collection. He's got a Queen's collection, and the Queen's collection, our women's collection is filled with the timepieces that express power, elegance, and class. As our queens continue to grace the earth, we will continue to create timepieces that showcase their admiration. And that is really, really good. What a tremendous write-up. And so Mr. McCain's business is called LavariTimepieces.com. He's also got a King's collection. He says our men's collections features timepieces that display strength, luxury, and functionality. Yeah, I need some strength. I'm definitely want some luxury, and I need some functionality because I can be one minute I could be in a 3-piece suit, the next minute I can be in sweats and a ball cap. So I like functionality. As our kings continue to claim their throne, we will continue to create timepieces that showcase our admiration. Wow, that is so cool. Talking about kings, and then he's got his and her packs. Our kings and queens rule this planet together. I like the whole thought process of kings and queens. They rule this planet together as one. His and her collection symbolizes the unity, power, and grace of our kings and queens. Each pack will include your choice of a timepiece from the king and queen's collection with a discounted price. So maybe I should get one for my queen, too. What y'all think? Yeah, so y'all need to go there. And I put that in the description for you. I think it says you can email him at info@LavariTimepieces.com, or you can go to his website. You can see his website right there in the description, LavariTimepieces.com. Look at that watch right there. It really, really stands out. It's popping. And he's got watches for ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm just letting you know now, I'm not going to ask for a discount, okay? I'm not going to ask for a cut. I'm not going to ask for anything. Whatever the price is, that's what I'm going to pay. And let me just parenthetically insert that, because it used to frustrate me to absolutely no end as a professional speaker that, you know, I give my life to studying topics that inspire people, and most of them usually work. And, you know, when an organization calls me, they're like, hey, man, can you come for $150? I'm like, man, I can't even get across town for $150. What are you talking about? Now, if you was inviting Tyler Perry, would you ask him to come for $150? Oh, crickets, huh? Yeah, so don't treat yourself like a yard sale. I believe in giving discounts. I believe in blessing people. But that should be at the discretion of the business owner. It doesn't. It should not be at the discretion of the shopper. Okay, none of y'all go into Walmart and ever ask them for a discount. Ever. Never. None of y'all do that. All right? In fact, we were in an establishment the other day, and we were checking out some desks. This desk was... it was crazy expensive. But anyway, my wife, being the lady that she is, she saw that there was some defects in the floor model of the desk. And she asked one of the ladies, hey, look, are you guys reducing this price because of the defections and the damage? And the lady said, oh, I think we've got some in the back. So no. You ain't getting nothing out of this store for any less than what the price tag says. And she wasn't authorized to give a discount. So why do you think that us as business owners and business leaders and entrepreneurs are always authorized to give everything away that we worked hard for nothing? I know I'm supposed to be promoting y'all, but I got to teach in the middle of all this, in the middle of all this promoting. I want y'all to know that one of the hardest things to do is start your own business. It might be butterflies in the moment, and you're like, oh, I see a need, and oh man, I want to write a book and all that kind of stuff. But then everybody wants everything that you got for nothing. They want it for free. So yeah, give. And give discounts at your discretion. But y'all out here, business users, don't insult folks asking, hey, man, can I get 3 copies for my cousin Pookie and Jerome and Jamal? Can I get free 3 copies of your book? No, you can't get 3 free copies of my book. You know how much money? I had to front the money up front. My name ain't Mrs. Clinton. I'm not getting no $10 million advance on a book. I had to front the money myself. So help a brother out. Jency says, say that for the balcony folks. and I see that played out a lot, because people have a hard time equating speaking with dollars unless you're a celebrity. I mean, they don't have any problems paying past presidents, $250,000, $300,000, $450,000 a speech for an hour speech. Why? Because it's because of their experience and the circles that they've kept. Well, when you ask me to come to your school, I'm not coming to your school for $150. Not doing it. And you say, well, why? Because I've spoken to almost 300,000 folks. That's why. Because there have been people who saw the value and paid what I was worth. So now there are places where I will say, all right, you local, we'll go. We want to bless you. And then oftentimes when I do that, those places will say, man, we feel bad because he gave us a $10,000 speech. Let's increase that check. That has happened more often than I can say not. Okay. And so, again, I just want to recap who this great brother is. Arius McCain, and he has his business is called Lavari Timepieces. And C.L. King, and I think Mrs. King, is going to get one of these glorious watches, because I need one, and I think Mrs. King needs one as well. So go there and check it out, LavariTimepieces.com. Giving this brother free airtime, free advertisement. You can see his link right there. And for those of you listening to our podcast on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host C.L. King, you can go there to his website and get one of these fine quality handcrafted custom watches, perfectly made for anyone and everyone. And also, you can subscribe to their newsletter. If you want any more information, you can email this young man. I think his email I provided in the description. I think it's I'm jumping to so many different screens, y'all. Y'all got to help me. I think his email address is right there. Y'all can see his email right up there, info@LavariTimepieces.com. info@LavariTimepieces.com. Okay? So if you got any more questions for Mr. McCain and his watches, you can email him at info@LavariTimepieces.com, or you can go check out it before you do that and see what you want, LavariTimepieces.com. And then when you email him, tell him that you heard it on Impacting Life 24/7. Okay, that's how we can pay this forward. All right, tell them that you heard it on Impacting Life 24/7. Those are some sharp, sharp watches. All right. So now the next person I'm going to discuss. you know, people are messaging me all throughout the show. So sometimes I have to have moments of pause because people say funny stuff to me. So the next person I want to highlight is Mr. Donald Lamb. Donald Lamb is such a great man, and he's doing great things in the Georgia region. And let me get to his section and read what he wrote about what he does. And it's called Mama's Boy Event Planning and Coordination. Okay. Donald Lamb, the founder and owner of Mama's Boy Event Planning and Coordination. It says here, we at Mama's Boy Event Planning and Coordination are committed to offering superior service and exceptional value. We provide tailored services and solutions for your event while keeping your budget in mind. Now, that's important. Now, here what I'll tell some of my aspiring speakers out there. When you go to some school districts, you can say this, okay, to disarm them and to put them at ease, because sometimes they may see your fee schedule and they're like, oh, man, we can't afford you. So then the next question I ask and Greg will ask is, what is in your budget? Okay. And usually when you hear what is in their budget, you can give them some opportunities to have you or to have you with multiple schools and such. And so understanding the budget is important. And Mama's Boy's business is doing that. It says our uniqueness of taking each event in an intimate approach is what distinguishes us from the rest, because we believe in value. We never book multiple events. Wow, that's powerful. We only do one event at a time, making each event and every event our top priority, and giving each customer our complete attention and care. We actually work hands-on at your event to ensure your complete satisfaction and making it a most memorable experience. And so that's Mama's Boy Event Coordination, Event Planning and Coordination. And that's overseen by Dr. Donald Lamb. You can, and what I'm going to do here, let me do this here real quick. Y'all know got memory issues, so let me get Mama's Boy in there. I'm going to highlight his Facebook page right here, and then I'm going to go ahead and post that right in the description. Comments there. That's facebook.com/ Mama's Boy Events Coordinating. Okay. So for those of you that are listening to our podcast, Impacting Life 24/7, you can go there, and I'm going to post it right here and then read it back to you. Donald says he's going to purchase one of those also. Yes, sir. Them watches is tight, brother. Okay. So this is facebook.com/ Mama's Boy Events and Coordinating. And you'll see Donald Lamb's picture comes up. And one thing that I did, because here's what I tell Greg, and Greg is our executive producer, and he's also the vice president of the CL King Group. He's the executive producer of this show. And I tell Greg, I said, here's what I want our guest in 2021 to have in mind when they come on this show, because we're continuing to elevate the standard each and every week that we have someone on, is that they need to be able to articulate the why. You know, can you tell me why I need to come and utilize Mama's Boy Event Planning? Why do I need to utilize you? And so on my show, in show prep, which lasts hours, I got to do that today. And Donald said, he gave me his information, and I was really, really pleased with this. And this is worth its weight in gold, is what people can say about you. See, sometimes that's why I don't do event. That's why I don't do references at a speech, because I probably would have made some folks mad, and I want to get out of town. All right, so watch what this says. Lucille Williams says, great event planner, professional, very personal, highly recommended, and highly recommend this company to everyone. Kelsey says, very professional, loved everything about my wedding. Now, see, you're talking about the most important day in the bride's life. The groom is just like, Lord, I'm paying for all this. That's what it's supposed to be traditionally. But the bride, I mean, she wants everything down to the frayed edges of the place settings that y'all put out, and y'all had to fray each one of them, you know, around and all that kind of stuff. So those things are important, and detail is important. And Donald Lamb and his team they give a lot of attention to detail. And so I see another person says, India says, the coordinator was professional about his job. He made sure everything was done in a timely manner. He always had time for me. The people he recommended for me were very great at their job. Corey says, great person to work with who knows his craft and is on point with everything. Our wedding was fantastic, very dedicated. Thank you, Donald. Thank you for being a man. See, this is why, you know, if Donald said, hey, man, listen, your event's going to cost you, you know, $10,000, I'm going to go and look at his reviews. I'm going to say, what did other people feel about you? Five out of five stars. All of his reviews are 5-star reviews. Now, that's saying something. I think I'm 4.8 and he's 5.5. What does that tell you? So I might have to pay him to bump my stars up a little bit. Donald is an exceptional. Kentrice says, I shouldn't try to pronounce these people's name. Donald is an exceptional wedding director. He loves what he does. He went above and beyond to make sure he made our wedding day special. Whatever we need, he was there from the start of us getting engaged to the day of the wedding. He made sure I stayed stress-free and handled things for us to make sure everything was smooth. He is very prompt. Donald, yes, sir. Can you talk about promptness, my brother? My goodness, man. Y'all want to be business owners? I got to teach for a minute here. Y'all want to be business owners, you're going to have to start being on time. And if you want to be on time, you'll always be late. But if you plan to be early, you'll always be on time. When Greg and I go speak for some folks, we're there minimum an hour before the event, before the people even start showing up. So promptness is important, and it won't stress folks out, especially if you're the event coordinator and you late. I've been to some events where I'm speaking. I'm not going to name them on here, but I've been to some, Donald, and I've watched the caterers and folks rolling in after everybody's already seated. Like, yo, where y'all been? Because you know what? This was one of like 3 or 4 events that they were trying to check off that day. And you can tell. You can tell that it was rushed. It wasn't personal service. And Donald Lamb don't roll like that. Mama's Boy event planning and coordination, they don't roll like that. So that's why y'all need to have them for your next event. Kentrice goes on to say, he makes you feel like family and keeps your best interests at heart. He will help you save money and make sure everything is beautiful. I will be using him again for more events in the future. And so when I come to Georgia, when Donald books me for some events in Georgia, I'll utilize his services, Mama's Boy services. I ain't getting married, but I know you got some other events that you can work with, brother. Charlie says this about this company. Very pleased with the service provided. Outstanding and professional from start to finish. Thanks for making my event a night to remember. And you know what I see about him? He's responding to everyone. He was responding to all of his customers. This is what bothers me about social media. I don't care if I get to 50 million followers. I know it's probably unrealistic. I know, and I probably shouldn't say that. But you got to start using artificial intelligence to leverage you can't be in all places at all the time. I get that. But man, people still like to know that they can reach you. You know, people still like to know that they can reach out to you. That's why I promote Brian Popen's music, because Brian Popen is a Grammy nominated, Dove nominated gospel recording artist who has performed with and written scores for Chaka Khan, performed at the Potter's House, written multiple albums, traveled all across the country and around the world. This dude is not sitting in a garage, you know, messing around with some tin cans. And when I reached out to his people, because it's okay to have people, that's fine. But when I reached out to his people, they responded back. And it's some people, you'll never get a response back. You don't rate a response. And that's why, you know, I try to promote local businesses. I try to promote entrepreneurs. I try to promote people who want to be promoted. You know, maybe some folks don't submit me their stuff because they know they're not of this high quality and caliber, like Brother Donald Lamb is. Tierra says he did an outstanding job with helping plan and coordinate our wedding. I have never met anyone that's more passionate when it comes to what he does. And not only that, my bridesmaids and matron of honor even told me how he was helping to decorate the venue to make sure everything was perfect. Something that he didn't have to do. Great job. Wow. Now that is something. Oh, and Danny asks, is Mama's Boy event coordinator limited to Georgia? And Donald says, half food will travel. No, half cash will travel. No, but he does travel. And so Mama's Boy event planning and coordinating. I think you can see their link in the description there. Mama's Boy event planning and coordinating. That's their Facebook page. And so I would ask for you to go there if your daughter's getting ready to get married or you need an event coordinated or planned. I know this man personally. Some of the folks that I'm promoting tonight, I don't know them, but I can see the quality in their work. But I know Donald personally. I've spoken to him several times, and we talk to each other vicariously in a group all week long. So, yes, Mama's Boy event planning is where you need to go. And, Danny, go ahead and book him now. Mama's Boy event planning and coordinating. Okay? So, thank you, Donald, for submitting your business to us. I have another one. Her name is Tanya Gastineau. And what she submitted today was something that I think is important, and I'm going to put her stuff up here in just a minute. But she says when she saw my ad about, hey, look, you want to promote what you do or what your organization, your business, whatever. She says that I'm a licensed health insurance advisor in Texas and a representative for a healthcare company across the U.S. And so this is a great opportunity for y'all to get some health insurance advice and consultation. And so she gave me her information. And so I'm going to put it here. I'm going to bring it all together. And that's something that in times like these, you definitely cannot have enough of. I saw my daughter's bill, as many of you know, and we're not ashamed. We believe God is taking care of it all, that my daughter has MS, and we got her bills. I was like, oh, no, I got to do a whole lot more speaking to cover this baby. We were like, Lord, who lives without insurance? I really don't know. But Tanya Gastineau is a health insurance advisor there in Texas. And there's her information, T Gastineau, Gastineau, at IHCSB.com. And she also has a telephone number, 682-207-7888. 8887. Hey, Tanya, great to see you. Also, Tanya is a certified distributor of Scentsy, if I'm saying that right. Put your website up there. I did not copy in that in my show prep. Tanya, go ahead and put your Scentsy website on there. And, you know, candles, I have candles all around my house. So I know, and we have a Scentsy burner. So, hey, you know, this just must be my night to get everything that I need. I might need some consultation after this $400,000 bill for my daughter's MS medicine. But thank God it's all God's got it all covered. And also got the great gold watches from my man, Arius McCain. And the next event that I come, I'm going to host a huge event in Georgia at that Brother Donald Lamb is going to open up, help me get into some doors, and he going to coordinate the event. So I got to have you, brother. See, this is that we give, we bless, we're blessed to be a blessing, y'all. We're blessed to be a blessing. So Tanya Smith Gastonal, if you want to put your Scentsy address in there, please do so. But she is a healthcare, a health insurance advisor. And again, her contact information is tgastonal at ihcsb.com. Telephone number 682-207-7887. And like I said, when you open up the envelope, that window pane envelope, because them window pane envelopes don't quit coming in the mail. when you open that thing up and you see something that's got like a 200 and then a comma 00, you're like, oh, I don't know how y'all plan on getting this money, but come get it. Come find me. I'm teasing y'all. I'm just teasing. So again, that's so important. Let me healthcare insurance is very important during this time, such as this. Yes, and that is so important, Donald. Healthcare insurance is so important during the time such as this. And I have been impacted, at a distance by many people who have suffered through COVID-19. And I just must insert this very, very seriously, because these are not people that are fake or, you know, are plants or folks that just, you know, the news media is trying to, these are people that I know. And I'm mindful of what I say. I have my own feelings about COVID-19 just because it's just my feelings. I think we should be allowed to have our feelings. But I'm also mindful about the feelings of others. So I'm very, very careful about posting things or saying things publicly that the folks who have lost loved ones, man, due to COVID-19, I'm not going to minimize or degrade the fact that these people have lost loved ones, man. I have a guy I know, a preacher out in Texas, not in Texas, but he's got a huge Spanish work and Spanish ministry. And him and his wife were both in the hospital. He and his wife, and Jency may know who that is. But he and his wife were both, and his wife was on a ventilator. He didn't have to go into the hospital, now that I'm remembering, but his wife was on a ventilator, and he went on Facebook, and it was the most you talk about feeling God's presence. He just asked us to pray, and his wife was on a ventilator, and, you know, when you get on a ventilator, that's like coming, it's almost over, and he had the whole nation praying, man. And just the pastor of a Spanish church, got a Spanish ministry, good, growing, large Spanish ministry. And his wife made it out. And so it was a beautiful sight to see him wheeling his wife out. But my point is that I've seen some that did not make it and who are associated with us. And so I'm mindful. I said all that to say that we just have to be mindful of the things that we say. Okay. I hope COVID-19 has not gotten on our brains so much that we forget how to be compassionate human beings. Okay, compassion is so, so, so important. And again, Tanya also posted her Scentsy link there, Tanya Smith Gastonal. So if you want some Scentsy items, am I saying that right? Scentsy? Y'all know, man, I mean, I didn't rehearse this. So. Get your candle needs there at Cincy. Yeah, it was a miracle. You remember seeing that, Cincy, with the pastor and his wife? It was an absolute miracle. And God still performs miracles. So I have put the debate of COVID-19 into the hands of the Lord. And because I have such a large following, I'm very, very mindful not to diminish, you know, or accelerate. Whatever my feelings are, I may give them offhanded from time to time, but it's not going to be like so dogmatic that COVID isn't real and this is all a, you know, this is all a government takeover and all that kind of stuff. I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing that, in particular because I have friends who have lost loved ones because of it. And so now I'm supposed to now just make them feel like the loss of their loved one was illegitimate. That's we in the church got to do better with that too. Let me just go on, because this ain't church night, but it is open mic night. So, you know, CEL might just say anything. All right. Our next person up is, this lady has been on our show. This great lady, poet Katrina McCain. And, let me get all of her stuff here. I want y'all to see, she gave me every possible way you could get a hold of her, and even to include outer space. I love it. And I love it when I see people give me a robust amount of contact information, because here's why. And you guys got to start thinking about this. And I'm just offering this as just food for thought. But people, there are so many people that are using so many different platforms now that you've got to really, you know, diversify the elements in which you use for people to contact you. And poet Katrina McCain is someone who we interviewed not too long ago on our show. And it was an absolutely fantastic interview. And let me just give you her single website there, because I put all of her contact information there. But poet Katrina McCain has written a book of poetry, and she's done this for a reason. And that book of poetry is called Because She Decided to Love. Because She Decided to Love is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. Goes on to say that this raw, uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. And that is so true. I had her read some of her poetry online when we had her live on the show, and it was truly remarkable. One of the things that she hits on there is grief. And here's what I'm learning about you know, grief. I don't like to grieve. I don't like to go to funerals. You know, my brother just lost his son, my nephew Jordan Murray, just a few short weeks ago. And there are the unique thing about it is that grief is real, pain is real, and the stages of grief are real. And so here's the thing. The world continued to move on through grief. You know, that's, I suppose, why we have funerals, so that those that are still alive can move on. But I can just tell you now, when you go back to your home and the walls begin to close in on you, man, grief can be, it can be ravenous. Grief can be absolutely ravenous. And so when she wrote this book of poetry, the one thing that really stood out to me is that she dealt with so many different dichotomies. She dealt with so many different areas, and that really spoke a lot to me. So let's continue on. She because she decided to love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. You know, the sweetest, most bitter emotions that love evokes. Love evokes sweet emotions, and love evokes bitter and sad and grievous emotions. This poetry book is divided into chapters, each revealing love through different human relationships and internal struggles. And, you know, I really, really think that it is truly amazing that she would kind of expose herself to the world through this element of love. And it's a lot of the poetry that she writes in there is through personal experience. And Katrina McCain, I don't know if she's on tonight, but Katrina is a warrior. She's a fighter. She's a battler. We prayed for her that God would heal her. We continue to pray for absolute healing in her body. And so she continues to write. She continues to promote. I watch her. I'm just like, you know, I don't consider her one of my students, but I feel like organically sharing is so important. You'll see on my Leadership Institute, the C.L. King Leadership Institute, where I share people's stuff that I see that are like, hey, man, they're rocking, they're pushing. And you don't get discouraged when the results that you were hoping for don't manifest. You just say, okay, close that door. Let's go on to the next one. And Katrina's doing that. Someone says, who is Katrina McCain? The most complex but most simple question ever asked, with various roles that she plays daily. She sometimes gets stumped by this question. And so I just want you to know that Katrina McCain is someone who has taken the quill pen and unfurled the parchment of her heart and began to write so that others may be able to heal. And I feel like that is what Katrina McCain is in terms of poetry. And so I got one last promotion, and that ain't really nothing. The order is just in the order that I received them in. And let me just type this in here for you real quick. Yeah, I'm typing, y'all, so, you know, I can't type and talk at the same time. I'll be typing what I'm saying. All right, clkingspeaker.com. You guys can be a part of the movement that we have going on. This podcast is one element of our overall company. So we focus on five areas. We focus on the home, the school, the faith-based, the community, and the individual children, the individual young people. So the five pillars, in my opinion, in society: the home, the school, the faith-based, the church, the community, and the individual child. What we find is that all of these islands and all of these entities have a tendency to work separately, but they don't work very well collectively. And so what our job, what we do with the C.L. King Group, is we go to all of those areas. We offer training, teaching, inspiration, motivation, strategy to all of those areas, because Greg and I will probably, unless we get super old, too old to travel, then hopefully we'll be ready to retire. we don't envision us building a brick and mortar facility. Now that may change over time, but at least over the next decade or so, we feel we're strong enough, our minds are sharp enough to continue to go out to the highways and hedges in those areas, those five areas, to help inspire, to train, to strategize with those people who are providing the services in those areas: churches, community centers, Boys and Girls Club, faith-based, all that. So we're doing a conference coming up in 2021, and I'm going to be having even some of our speakers come up that have been on the show that will be providing sessions. It's going to be the Five Pillars Conference, and we're going to promote it like you ain't never heard before. Yeah, that's the name, Greg. I finally got it. We were coming up, we were trying to get the name together. Now we're going to call it the Five Pillars Conference, and we're going to take each one of those pillars, and hopefully we can do it virtually and live. But if we can't do it live, we will rent a facility, and all of our speakers can go to that facility or we'll have to stream them in. It's gonna be a work, and it's gonna be some money, but we want to do it because I feel like people, all of these pillars have been chipped away because of COVID, because of the race relations in America, because of all of these, you know, hurricanes, wildfires, faith, and trust. I mean, they have all just been chipped away with a chisel. You know, schools that I, you know, working with so many schools over the years, the teachers are still just trying to figure out, okay, are we teaching? Are we not teaching? Are we in person? Are we not in person? I think Mr. Lamb, his wife works in education, and my wife works in education, and so the struggles and the frustrations, and so everything that we have ever done with the CL King Group has always been centered on those five pillars. And so we're going to have a five pillars conference in 2021. It's going to be hip. It's going to be hype. It's going to be live. I'm not going to do no TikToks like Tabari, but Tabari is a national figure. You know what I mean? So he can TikTok on his thing. and that's what we need. And so only thing that we would ask is that you would share, if you see us doing something that's worthwhile, we don't ask, you know, there are things that we do that are not free, but what you see us do, that means it's free. So if you see something that we're doing that's worthwhile, just share it. And if I see something that you're doing, or Greg sees something that you're doing, we'll do the same. I am all about promoting. I think if I could be anything in life, I would love to be a promoter, because I love elevating other people. That's my passion. It's my heartbeat. I love giving stuff away. And I have to get pulled in sometimes, because sometimes I'm just ready to just give it away, you know. And you're going to starve to death giving everything away. So business owners, remember that. So let's just do a quick recap before I bounce, because I am at 56 minutes. And, man, that's a good show for not even having a guest, Greg. You should bring me back on the show more often. You know, since Greg is the executive producer, maybe he can bring me back on the show more often and have me say something from time to time to the folks in America, huh? What'd you say, Brian Popin? All right, so who we had first was Arius McCain. He has LavariTimepieces.com. We have my man, Donald Lamb, Mama's Boy Event Planning and Coordinating. We have, I don't want to miss one, because you know I got my screens all over the place here. We have Tanya Gastineau. She is a licensed health insurance advisor. We have Katrina McCain, who wrote the book Because She Decided to Love. She is an author and a poet, and she continues to write. And also, we want you to be a part of what we're doing here at the CL King Group, clkingspeaker.com. You can also subscribe, ladies and gentlemen. It's real simple. That way I ain't got to hound you with Facebook, because like I said, there's multiple ways that people connect with you. So you can go to, check this out, you can go to podbean.com and look up CL King Speaker, and you'll find us right there. Or you can go to www.impactinglife247.podbean.com. Or you can go to Spotify and look up Impacting Life 247. You can go to iTunes, Impacting Life 247, 24 underscore 7. You can go to Amazon Music. We there now, baby. And, of course, on all the other major outlets. And so I hope this did something for someone. I know the Lord. Listen, I got a reveal for y'all coming up. I ain't told y'all all the stuff I know. But the Lord has blessed this family so much in 2020, in the midst of the pandemic. When I share it with you, you're going to be like, no way. I can't wait to tell you. It's over and abundance, overflowing, coming out of my windows blessing. And so we want to share that with you. We'll celebrate together. Also, one last thing. I got to let you go. We're going to have our 100th episode coming up in the month of October. And I'm going to have every guest. I'm going to try to have every guest on the show with me that night for our 100th episode, our 100th podcast episode. I'm going to have them all on Zoom with me. Are we going to cut up and have ourselves a time that they say down in down east? And hopefully we're going to begin to send out invitations. Katrina will be looking for one. All of you folks that have been on our show as guests, we're going to send them all a personal invitation. Now, look, can I just say this one thing? It's very, very important when you come on Zoom that you got semi-good internet quality, because if it's choppy, then we can't use your info. We can't use your stuff. And that, I don't mean that in a negative way at all. All I want to do is promote you. So make sure that y'all in a good place with some good Wi-Fi on that night, okay? Gen Z, all of y'all that been on my show, been interviewed on this show, we're going to have you back on. I think it's third week in October, the third Monday in October. It's going to be live. We're going to be piping it up. I might even have Brian Popen on there. Yeah, Greg says no dial-up. Y'all know you can make it, right? God is in the blessing business. And since he blessed me and Greg, we're going to bless you. Get in so much trouble by my producers for acting a fool. So listen, God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, Impacting Life 247, 8:30 p.m. And of course on Thursday we'll have our guest on. I think Mr. Graves is going to be on with us 8:30 p.m. right here. God bless you. Have a great night.